All right, everybody, welcome to our May monthly chat. We're excited to have you here, and obviously we've been going for about 10 minutes or so. So those of you listening after this, we do like to try to jump in a little early just to see everybody here on Facebook and on our page, our Position of the Month Club page, a private page, as well as here on Zoom. So welcome all of you. So great to have such a crowd today. So love it. We just have some stuff just going on here. Mel, you did have a great week. Awesome. That is love, daughter's wedding fest. Awesome. Love it. So we've had a lot of good stuff happening this month. As I said a little earlier that our last call is the beginning of April. Easter has happened. Gosh, man, we're almost to the Mother's Day. We're almost into the end of May. It just so happened the way these two calls will work out. But there's just so much going on. You guys have been amazing in the group, just sharing, encouraging one another. Keep that up. I just can't tell you how much that means to Elise and I to see you guys do that, because it's all about you guys delivering hope and sometimes even action and honestly building up that, those relationships within the family, which is just absolutely beautiful. You don't know how much. It just fills our heart to see it, because it's like, my goodness, you guys have so much amazing insights in your marriage and to help other people.
Well, and it really, I think, gets to the heart of the fact that this is a family.
When
people talk, you know, and come on board, become a new listener, and they hear the language around the one family, and as we're building out the next conferences and what does that look like. And we were sitting down as a team the other day and talking about the fact that literally from the moment somebody crosses the threshold to one of our events, we want it to be just like they were coming home, right? That they feel that sense. And so as I watch the interactions come through on the Facebook group, as I watch the encouragement that goes back and forth, as I watch the level of transparency that you all are bringing, not just to the community, but as you share what's going on in your lives and how you're being transparent with family members and how you're having conversations about sex or intimacy or communication or whatever it is that you would have never had, you know, before one, there is just such a sense of this is where people are getting real.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what Tony and I started doing 9.5 years ago, it's given you all permission to do it in your marriages and by extension in your lives. And so there are now people that may not even know about one, but because you've changed how the two of you operate, mm-hmm. you're having this incredible ripple effect that is, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
It literally blows my mind.
So welcome to Martin, Chana. Hello, Tammy. Hello. So we're just going to go on. Let's see. We want to definitely hear your questions. A lot of you guys have asked some questions, so we're going to try to get through those. But definitely chime in. Mm-hmm. Let's get it flowing. It doesn't need to be Elise and I talking the whole time. We'll share with what you guys are saying if you're directing it towards us or somebody else. At the same time, you guys can read, so get into the comments. Number one. And it's true. It's
like, it is true. I
didn't read it. Number one, the next one conference is in Kenosha, Wisconsin at Journey Church, and that's going to be at September 21st. So any of you guys in like that Midwest area, go to oneliveevents.com, or even if you're outside of that area and you want to join us for the weekend, come on up. It's going to be a fun event.
I would even say if you've got friends that you've been wanting to share one with, and you want them to get the one family experience, let them know, right? Because I know that there are a lot of you that love how this has transformed your marriage, and you're like, oh, if only my sister, brother, cousin, friend, mom, dad, you know, second grade teacher knew about this, what would it do to their marriage? Well, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter where somebody is. I mean, the last conference in Henderson, somebody flew from California. A couple flew from California to be there in Henderson. So I would even say you're not limited to the Midwest. No. If you can get there. We want to see you. And we want to love on you. And we definitely want to see our summit partners. And Journey is just, it's going to be an amazing experience. So that's already on the calendar.
Yep.
And then we will be in Tahoe.
In November
for the Tahoe Couples Getaway.
Mm-hmm.
That is an event that we're speaking at. It's not one of ours. but it will definitely, our sessions will definitely be one extraordinary marriage style.
Sex.
So, yes.
That's what we're talking
about. Sex.
We're going to go sex, going to have fun. So just keep update on that. We'll keep you guys updated on that. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Mm-hmm. Wanted to start though this monthly chat talking about the Kegeling. Mm-hmm. Karen had brought that up. I thought there was some great conversation around it. Had asked, you know, did we try every single product that we have on our Amazon shop, which I think was one, that was the product you're being specific about, Karen, which is great. Just as an FYI, we have not used every item on our Amazon shop. Some of it has come from you guys, others in the One family who said, this is awesome, we love it. Hey, cool. We have a lot of them. I mean, I was going to go grab some. I can grab some of the items that we've had and used. But I wanted to talk about the Yarlap, the Kegels. For those here, if anybody wants to share their input as well, let's go for it.
Sure. So, and can I just, I think it's actually pronounced Kegel.
Kegel.
I know, it's like bagel, Kegel. It's kind of a weird thing. I would only know that because I did that interview, which I think, did you post the interview?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, in the comment that,
in the Karen, question comments,
yeah, that Karen had started, I shared that.
And Kegeling is something for both men and women.
Yes.
So I just want to say everybody can, you know, stand to strengthen their pelvic muscles. One of the things I love about Yarlap is that it is actually an FDA-approved medical device. Here's the cute little bag that it comes in. And this is what it looks like. So you have, like, your brain center here. This is what actually controls, get the glare in it. That's what controls the frequency and the intensity. And then it has this handy-dandy little deal that plugs in. If I can do it while I'm talking. And then this is the piece that goes inside of her. And so you can see that it's got two metal
sides.
Yeah, they actually have a technical name. Like it's like the connectors or whatever. And so that's where the pulses come. And so basically what this does is because we don't Kegel by and large on our own properly, like getting all of those muscles stimulated.
Right.
What this is going to do is it's actually going to send a frequency to your muscles and stimulate them inside of you. And it's not like this is a crazy long period.
If I remember correctly though, when you first started using that thing, I mean, you said you're feeling fatigued.
Well, cause it's not muscles you think about. You like, it's kind of, it's sort of like you haven't been to the gym in years and you go to the gym the first time and you get there with a trainer and you're like, oh, wow. Like I forgot all those muscles. Like I do, you know, how many times have you said I have muscles that I did not even know existed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's the same thing when you're stimulating these muscles and you're like, I didn't even know those existed down there. Cause I think like in our brains, you know, especially for women, we hear our gynecologist saying you need to Kegel, you know, after a baby, you need to Kegel for the incontinence, Kegel to tighten everything up, Kegel. And so we sit there at a traffic light, or maybe we'll sit there at our desk and we're like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And then, you know, the phone rings or we get a text message or whatever. And we're like, yeah. Done. And so we don't do it long enough or we don't do it.
I know even for guys can do it. And I've read
enough about it.
Yeah, but it doesn't work on guys. But I mean, for us guys, we can be somewhere and pulling up basically our scrotum. If you're pulling your scrotum up, you're basically, that's what you're doing. But like Lisa said, nobody's telling me to do it. So I can't remember the last time I did it until we're just sitting down now talking about it.
Now you're thinking about it now.
Yeah, so you start doing it. You know, you're like, oh, okay, well, I might as well start doing them right now.
So if anybody wants to know if Tony's Kegeling, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But he probably just stopped.
And then Karen, you asked, so that's definitely better than the purple one on Amazon. Well, the one on Amazon is weighted. So those are actual like weights that you insert and it does the same thing almost because what you're going to do then, and again, this is from a guy's perspective from just reading, Lisa can tell you much more. Some of the other women who've tried them can please chime in, ladies, and let us know. But from what I understand is that you insert those in and because it's weighted and it's going to want to pull, gravity's going to want to pull it out, you're going to then,
you gotta tighten up.
You're tightened up and you're squeezing it. There are different weight levels because then, you know, it's almost like, you know, doing dumbbells. Like, hey, you know what? You're not going to go 50-pound curls if you haven't done curls in years. You know, you're going to start with 5 pounds and you're going to build up, you know, after 2 weeks. So that's that's what that one would do, that we have on Amazon. And I actually found out that the Yarlap was available on Amazon, so I added that into our Amazon shop as well.
And that happens from time to time, just so you guys know that there may be things that you've seen up on the Amazon shop, like the Yarlap, and if it's no longer available because different manufacturers will take their stuff off, then that's why sometimes those links that you guys have seen in there will no longer be working, because yeah. Amazon inventory can change.
Sex Stack is now available. So if anybody's been waiting for the Sex Stack, it's now available again. It's been out for, I would say, like 3 months. I think they got just sold out during the Christmas, and they finally just got it back up and going again. So
maybe it's not on the one families that are getting it.
I don't know.
There are two things, you know, Kimberly Figueroa had posted earlier this week about doing marriage insurance, I think, for a niece or a nephew that's getting married. And you know, was asking for all your suggestions, and of course I said lubricant, but typically when Tony and I give a wedding gift, it's lubricant and Sex Stack. We're like, let's just introduce games and lubricant from the very get-go.
Let's have fun.
So, okay, so Karen said, I never giggled after any of my 7 babies. No one said to do that. Gynecologists are all over the place, and my guess is that some don't even suggest it simply because they know that most of us aren't going to do it on our own. And so, you know, it's sort of like,
yeah,
why am I going to tell you to do something that I already know you're probably going to come back in 5 years and be like, I didn't do it. Mel says, with the weighted ones, you need to start with the lighter weight first and hold it in.
Working up to the heavier weight. Like, it's just like lifting, it sounds like to me. The way Mel brings it up. What did Shanna say?
I just want a slow clap for Karen. 7 days. slow clap. The entire seven is applauding
you. Yes. Wow. So, that's awesome.
One thing I did forget to mention with the little Yarlap guy is that it is necessary to have a lubricating gel. Just like when they do ultrasounds for women, like vaginal ultrasounds and things like that, they put a lubricant.
Does that come with it? Or do you have to buy that separately? Do you remember?
They sent me the package, so I don't remember. But this is what helps to create the connection between the electrical pulses. And just as a refresher, because I haven't pulled this out in a while, it's like a 15, so there are different cycles. They call them programs. And so they last about 15 minutes of pulses,
These are things that we don't have to deal with, guys. I mean, we just have to encourage our women when they're doing that sort of stuff. Okay, Jonathan and Michelle said they usually come with one, but you can purchase separately.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that's with the lubrication. Yeah. Joyce, great to have you join us. Wow. All right. So what are some questions you guys may have? We'd love to hear from you guys. What's been happening in your lives? And let's celebrate you guys, man. Enough of Lisa and I just talking about us, but let's celebrate.
Shanna, is the Pour Moi, is that a kegling device? I'm not familiar with that name. Is that the one that we have on?
I don't know which one we have on. In all honesty, I think the one on Amazon came from Tammy. Is that the one you had? I thought, Tammy, you shared one with us. And you're like, I love this, and that's why I put it up there.
Yes,
it is. Okay, thank you.
Perfect. I'm like, which one is it? Right there.
Yeah. Okay. Boom. There we go.
All right. Other questions? See, I love that this is a place that we just talk about the things that no one talks about.
I know.
Have we done a show on kegling?
We have not. I don't know, would it be interesting to do a show on kegling, or just like talking about like the ins and outs of what it is, what to do for both male and female? That would be pretty cool. You know? Hey, how are you guys liking the new series that we're dropping, the new episode that we're dropping each Thursday? This first series is called Our Marriage Vows. We felt like that was a great place to start because we wanted to get foundational with everybody. So we'd love to hear what you guys are thinking about that. Jonathan, Michelle, we love it. Awesome. Thank you. We discontinued daily steps, and yet we're thinking about after each series is done, we may actually even just drop it into that feed. So then all, you know, however many are in that series, 2, 4, 5, 6, whatever, it would all just be together. Just something that we were thinking about. Sweet. Love it. Judy. Judy, we miss you guys. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys are doing awesome. Martin, thanks for simply encouraging us to talk about issues we do not always think about. Yeah. Sometimes we don't think about them until you guys bring them up to us too. And then we do the research and we get back into our research mode and discuss what it looked like in our own marriage. Yeah. You know, like even this past week, you know, kissing, which is, I thought great. Benjamin brought up a great comment on that. And I'm not going to go read it all, but it was just an interesting take on this week's show and how, mm-hmm. like, are we missing the boat by just, I don't know if it was really even missing the boat, but just the, pull it up.
You can get
cracking. Okay. Have a son who is thinking about marriage and encouraging him to listen to it. Oh, awesome, Judy. That was a pretty good idea, Travis. Thank you very much. I will say for those of you Summit partners here, Travis was actually the first guy I called when we were thinking about this Summit series. The series episodes from the One Family. And for those of you who don't know, Travis has been listening to the show, I want to say maybe 8 years now, something like that. So him and his wife, Shanna, we have done vacations with. We just love them. And so he was the first person I called and just really encouraged it. So thank you, Travis. We are still working through how we do all of our recordings and everything for it. But we are loving it ourselves. So thank you.
And I was just going to say, you know, when you know people that, this is going to Judy's comment about having a son who's thinking about marriage. It's never too early for someone to be thinking about how they're going to do the married life. Yeah. And we love finding out that there are couples who are dating and engaged and are listening to the show. And, you know, often we read their hugs because, you know, we don't listen to all the sex shows or we don't listen to these types of shows, but we just save those for, you know, future reference. But it's giving us the opportunity to have those conversations, to talk about things that no one's ever told us that we need to talk about in marriage. And, you know, so it's not just you guys who, you know, like Martin was saying, thanks for, you know, encouraging us to talk about issues we don't always think about. Now we're getting to couples through you guys sharing, through, you know, sharing Instagram and whatnot, who are even thinking about marriage. And because they're getting plugged in before they even say, I do, we think about how much further ahead we would all be if we'd had this kind of community back when we were getting married.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Like, blows my mind.
And he's a major smart, yes, he is, yeah. And that's why we love him. All right, share some wins too, you guys. I want to hear wins from you guys. What's been a great win that you've had this month so far? You know, whatever it is, let's encourage one another. I think I'm going to try to start doing that, even like Friday wins, just every Friday. Like, let's share wins, because I will tell you, if there's no better way to be encouraged than by hearing other people go, this is what we're doing. And it's not, hey, don't look at other people with their wins. I'm going to just share this from another perspective. If a couple's giving their win, you don't know their journey. So encourage them, because you have your own wins, and sometimes we need to dig for them, because there was a season in mine and Elisa's life where I felt like every couple had a win, and yet we never did. Mm-hmm. But it's because we weren't just looking. We weren't just joyful and appreciative and being in the moment with what we did have. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, like one of the big wins for us, I think, is this past Saturday. It's been a couple of weeks, I think, because we had marriage retreat at C3 in the desert. And I think the week before we did get out, like just getting on the beach and just walking. I mean, for us is a great win, because then we got to do breakfast afterwards. So,
okay, Travis, you put up that it's a win that all the kids are out of school now. I'm like, when all the kids are out of school and I have to think about schedules.
What are you talking about?
So I'm just laughing. It's just the different parents have different. I do appreciate the win is not having to take everybody to school.
We have a 16-year-old driver, so we don't take
that's a win.
One of our kids to school any longer.
That's a win.
I want to read that.
For me, Jonathan, kissing is very much a turn on, so I tend to avoid it. I don't like walking around aroused. Kissing episode was great. Thank you for trying it. The Benjamin's.
Thank you for it. Not trying it. Oh. We kiss. Yes.
Yes.
Well, we're trying more. Like, I'm trying to get my wife. That thing needs to stay focused.
But you need a sound mimic. That's you. That's not the machine. The machine's not mimic.
No, the camera though. Yeah. It's like constantly tries to.
Benjamin's comment though about the kissing was that he was saying a couple shouldn't need a signal to discriminate between an initiation kiss and a passionate kiss. Kissing should be an integral part of an intimate relationship. And he goes on to say, you know, we discuss what's going on in our daily conversations, but because of the interest that we have in one another and that we show to one another, they know which conversations, which, you know, so that they know because they've spent time developing their emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. But what we know and what I hear from a coaching perspective is that there are a lot of couples that don't have emotional intimacy in their marriage. And so for them, the kiss may be the only way that they communicate, look, I want to have sex with you. And so, like, reading this, I'm like, oh, this is a couple that's been around for a while. They get it. And I so appreciate your perspective, because that's what we want to see in all of the couples in the one family, this idea of we're so connected and we're investing so much in each other that if I kiss you because of our connection, you're going to know this is a let's go to the bedroom kiss, or, hey, I'm just really glad that you're my spouse kiss.
Yeah, more wins. Come on, Shanna. My husband has been able to put up with my horrible attitude while I am so stressed and working long hours trying to get recital ready for the dance studio. Yeah, so Shanna also owns a dance studio in their town, and however many.
It's recital season.
Yeah, so recital season means she is just between her work and the dance studio can be all over the place. So.
Boxers had a great first hike of the season, even in the rain. I saw your picture.
Yes.
A little soggy, but you got it in.
Yes. Yeah, so awesome. Where was that, Mel? What part of New York were you in? Did it say? I don't know if it said.
I didn't.
It looked really cool.
Okay. So. Are you going to read
Travis? Travis, I love you, brother. I love you.
Go ahead, just read it.
I'm looking for it. Gotta be, Jay. It goes a long way toward putting up with horrible attitudes. Amen, brother.
There you go.
Totally get it. Judy, when I'm getting my favorite kind of hug many times a day.
Awesome. Okay, so I have to ask.
How did that happen?
Well, mine was, what kind is the favorite type of hug? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think it's bold. How did you guys get to that point, Judy? If I'm correct, Judy, you guys have been married 30 years? Am I right? 30 plus. I'm trying to remember, but I know you guys are in the 30, the 30 range. So for all of us who are under 30, we could totally learn a lot from Judy and Paul.
And they're so much fun.
And they are.
You guys, I know Tammy's headed out to the New Jersey area. You guys get out to the New Jersey area, look them up.
Yep.
Karen, planning our 20th anniversary vacation. Do you guys have a location?
Yeah. Because I remember you were saying you were trying to figure out what to do there. Samantha, Jeremy and I sat down with his father and discussed boundaries to set with the in-laws. Wow.
That's a huge win.
Wow, way to go.
Win.
Yes, 33 years. Okay. Mel, you guys were in the Hudson Valley just south of Albany. Awesome.
Jeremy.
This is Jeremy. next month. Okay.
We'll
look forward next month.
Okay, that's very sweet. Jonathan says that Michelle is getting a whole lot more kisses on the forehead thanks to
Elisa, because that's what you said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yep.
Just a nice one Alicia, back in his arms where I am safe.
We managed to not kill each other during half marathon training. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, Tony and I can't work out together.
We can't run together. We can walk. Elisa and I love walking. Running?
We don't enjoy running. So that
I know. My buddy Ernie was like, Tony, you want to do a half marathon last night?
Did you tell him he was funny?
No, I was like, yeah, if you want to do it. But then it's Ernie, so I don't know if you do it. Oh, that video camera just drives me nuts on this computer.
Okay, so Judy, after the have and to hold, which was part of the marriage vows series.
Our marriage vows.
That's where that came out.
Cool.
Karen says they're going to Pocono Palace. Such awesome memories.
Where's Pocono Palace?
In the Poconos.
Where?
East Coast.
Oh, okay. You're talking to a California guy. I've been in California since I was a year old, and I've only been out of the state for 5.5 years of my life.
And
And I'm about to turn, and my birthday is June 2nd. So.
Oh, Tammy, the question was, what are your wins?
Yeah. Ellie, Samantha, we've been reading through the Boundaries book, but yep. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the classics on boundaries.
So good. Yep. Definitely. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think we have Boundaries on Amazon Shop, you guys.
If we don't, we will shortly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do. Hold on. All the books, too, just FYI, on the shop or at the bottom? Yeah.
Yes, it is on the Amazon shop.
Yeah, it's on the Amazon shop. So you can just go there. Whatshirtingmarriage.com/Amazon shop.
As seen on TV.
Yes.
Wins and questions.
Here's where the next series is going to go. Mm-hmm. We still have an episode dropping tomorrow, next week, so in 2 weeks. So this is where the next series is going. Having heard from some of you guys and others in the One family, we're really going to talk about not necessarily technology per se, but media as a whole. So what are we listening to? Be it podcasts, radio,
talk radio,
TED Talks, whatever we're listening to, whatever we're watching, be it movies, YouTube, romantic comedy, sports, just normal TV, Netflix shows, Hulu shows, whatever. And then what's the last one?
The last one's going to be all on social media. So what are you scrolling through?
And then what are you scrolling through? So we're going to talk about that more. We've talked about it sort of kind of in a lot of episodes. Every once in a while, we'll try to dive into it, but it's really interesting. So we're really doing a ton of research on that medium to just broaden our understanding of what we're seeing and listening to can really change how we act and how we approach our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just some of the things that Elisa and I have been doing for many years, which is interestingly enough, because we were sitting with a couple earlier this week, and we just had shared, they're just close friends of ours, mm-hmm. And shared where we were going. And they're like, that's interesting because we have friends who have a TV in their room. They watch TV, but not only that, then they'll eat dinner on their bed and the couple's not doing well. And we asked why. And she's like, our friend was saying that she just feels like the couple has just made the bed and the bedroom just another room in the house instead of this romantic, intimate place where husband and wife can come together.
Yeah, I just can't even wrap my head around eating dinner in my bed and then thinking about having sex with Tony. There are crumbs and
yeah, not like I guess we could do breakfast in bed. Who do you do breakfast in bed? I would love to know who does that.
Because we've done that maybe twice.
That's what I'm saying. We don't do it at all.
I remember two Mother's Days. I think I got breakfast in bed from the kids, and that's it.
It's not like something we do. So Tammy, your win getting through graduation month. Yes, with their oldest. Big kudos to Keziah. What an amazing job he did. Just so you guys all know, he is going into which arm?
National Guard.
National Guard. And the dude, like, rocked it. His placement test just killed it. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to him. Mel, planning our 10-year anniversary. Yes.
Okay, where are you going?
Yes, where are you going now?
I need to know where everybody's going so I can start putting.
John rescued a new puppy for you guys.
Did you want another puppy?
Yeah.
Or a new puppy?
Jonathan and Michelle say nope.
No breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
Wins. Tammy said coffee breaks and sex. Stay consistent with those even through this season of kids stuff. Absolutely.
Old college habits die hard.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
But I didn't mean that. Oh, that's so weird. Jinx.
I don't remember that in college at all. I mean, yeah.
Part of our automated routine is turning on the news. We do plan to keep the bedroom sanctuary, but TV is we've been able to make work for us.
I thought you had a TV in your bathroom, not in the bedroom, Travis. Costa Rica. Yay, Mel.
Tony's wanting to go to Costa Rica for a
Mel
long time.
Mel and John, you guys are going to have an awesome time. Gosh, yes.
Your first wedding. Samantha's photographing her first wedding this weekend.
Yay, oh, congratulations.
All the photographers in the group.
Yes. Yay. That's awesome. Love it. We have very good friends, Samantha. Check out our friends, Ernie and Fiona. I think that's their Instagram handle, at Ernie and Fiona. They're dear friends of ours, wedding photographers here in San Diego, who've honestly built out a super awesome team. I think they do something like, I think they're going to do around 60 or more weddings this year alone. So just check them out. They're amazing. They're going to do, yeah, Ernie and Fiona. They are going to do our family photos. My buddy Ernie's going to do it for us. So.
Yay, for family photos.
Yeah.
Okay, so Travis says they've got a TV in both.
Oh, okay.
Well, but that's because that's
because it's so big, you don't want to miss it from one room to the next, Travis.
No, it's because Shannon deserves to be spoiled, and this way she can chill out at the end of recital days or dance days, and she can be in her phenomenal bathtub and be able to watch TV at the same time.
Good for her.
Good for her. Chill out. Be away from everybody.
Tammy, you're coming to see us in Tahoe. Right on. We're excited.
That's like a four-day, three-night marriage getaway.
Yeah,
see, I know my friends.
Shanna. All right, what's another question? I love all these ones. Any other questions? It's already 6:30, you guys. So we just want to make sure we're respectful of your time. If there's no questions, I want to end on what our core values here at One are, and because I believe it's important for you guys to know those as well.
Sorry.
Well,
Travis says you can't see the TV in the bedroom. That's what I need to have.
Yep. Got it.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm just saying, when I show up there, I'll check it out. It's going to be awesome.
are we going to Benito?
Travis is going to start doing Airbnb on his bathroom alone. What's up, Jeff? Great to have you here. Jeff and Trinette,
come to Tahoe.
We need to.
That's Jeff Cunningham.
Oh, different Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. I was thinking of Jeff and Trinette.
San Diego Jeff.
Yes. I think Travis and I decided we want to go to Tahoe. Well,
come to Tahoe.
We would love to see you. We will be there. I think it's Friday through Monday. We'll be there on.
We'll have to fly in on Saturday because unless there's a small chance that Alex won't have a football game, but that should be the end of football season. Yeah, so if he's playing that night, we'll fly up on Saturday morning. Otherwise, we will be there Friday.
Yeah. For Tahoe, for those of you who want to go, it is TahoeWeekendGetaway.com/one.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you double check?
I can double check.
Yeah, sure. Double check.
But I'm pretty sure that's it. You get $100 off for coming through the one family.
I just have a TV and a hot tub in the same room.
TahoeCouplesGetaway.com/one.
Okay, you said that. You had originally said something else.
No. Okay, so TahoeCouplesGetaway.com/one.
Yeah, there you go. Use that one.
Hold on. Sorry, you guys. I'm just making sure. Yes, that's it. All right.
And we'll put the link here in the comments after, or if somebody wants to type in TahoeCouplesGetaway.com/one, that would be awesome.
We'll just throw it in there. Can I just talk about our core values?
But can you answer that question?
Yes. I know that most people listen to the podcast while driving. Yep. However, Elisa says quite frequently, I wish you could see Tony. Have you thought about doing video of them as well for those who want to watch? Yes. Jonathan or Michelle, whichever one of you is asking. Yes, that's something we have thought about. It's setting up the studio and getting everything set up properly. And I'm honestly, you guys, I'm not a tech whiz. It's the setup that we have for podcasting is the same setup we've had used since the beginning, and I don't really mess with it. I know how it works. So I just need help in knowing what type of video cameras to pick up, where it needs to go so it doesn't bog down my laptop because I don't want the audio to get screwed up. And honestly, I just haven't put the time in. I would love to do it because I think it would be really fun for folks to just watch us because sometimes it's just like, you know, hey, we're in here, hair's not done, which is okay. It doesn't mean we don't have to be perfectly dressed and looking good.
To be truthful, I would probably have a hard time. I'm just going to come out and say it. I would have a hard time showing up on video the way I sometimes show up to podcast. Because there are some mornings, because we podcast on Thursday mornings, there are some Thursdays, especially when Alex had, when I was driving Alex to football, where I would get up at 5, take him to school at 5:30, go straight to prayer, and come home and get behind the microphone. And sometimes that 5 to 5:30, sometimes it involved hair and makeup, and sometimes it definitely didn't. So I'd just roll in and be like, ball caps on, which may be part of the appeal. I don't know, like, this is real life with Tony and Lisa. We actually talked about tomorrow on Instagram stories, just, you know, capturing a day in the life.
Yeah. And that's, Jonathan, I would totally help if I was close. Man, if you could, email me, tony@onetrainingmarriage.com, just point me in the right direction. And just having conversation helps me, because my mind doesn't go there. I don't think in that term. I think in, like, it's a computer, it works, we're good. Mm-hmm. That's just me. So any conversation that way, honestly, is just sort of prodding me and going, hey, Tony, let's look at this. And I totally take that. I do. Video is interesting, though, because I think it's something that Elisa and I are still working through personally, because we have been behind the microphones for so long and we love it. And it's just, for us, it just rolls. Video is a whole nother thing, but I know we can do it. Mm-hmm. We do it with you guys every month, and we love it. We love being on stage. If there's one thing that you're going to see more of, is the One Conference. Our plan is to have 4 next year in 2020, and then moving on after that, 6 to 8, we'd love to put on a 4-day event. We've asked you guys. We would love to open that up to, 12 to 16 couples. Obviously ask you guys first and then go to the One Family, but do like a 4-day event. We love those things. If there's, it's one of our core values. It's relationships.
There you go. And segue.
There's just one thing we love. It's just hanging out with you guys. There's a picture from this last conference. There's a couple of pictures, honestly, that I love. There's one of me, talking to Matthew and Casey. Mm-hmm. There's one of me hugging John, of Mel and John. I love that picture because it was just getting to meet him. We'd done some messaging beforehand and just getting to see him for that first time. There's a great picture of Elisa with Jeremy and Wendy from Tennessee. And then there's an amazing picture with, I think, both of us with Judy and Paul, mm-hmm. if I can remember. And so relationships, by all means, mm-hmm. means a ton to us.
Well, and that's why we have to be out from behind the mics.
Yeah, right? And getting that video.
And getting
so
the
John
video.
Can share, sure.
And Mel also put out to reach out to John because he's a tech guy that might be able to help figure it out. Okay. So awesome. Know that it's coming. Know it's on our radar screen. And just know that after 9.5 years where it's just been audio and we know the setup, and we should actually just afterwards, we should just take a picture of this and post it in the page so you guys can see just how.
Well, tomorrow. The plan is tomorrow, like, for us to even just get on IG story more and just share. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting place, you guys. I mean, it to us, it's just interesting. Like, do you want to see us podcasting? And in my mind, it's like, oh, you just hear me. So it's cool. And yet so many of you ask that. So it's a little bit sometimes, hey, we challenge you guys in areas of your marriage, which we challenge ourselves, and sometimes in areas of business or being creators, we have to be challenged and called out and held accountable to. So that's an area that we are definitely working on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Tammy said, on our YouTube videos, we had to make a decision just to be however we are, real life. It got overwhelming trying to look perfect. It's hard to get used to, though.
Yeah. We're not perfect. I mean,
I just often, I mean, seriously, guys, the bad head is real. It is real.
For you?
Well, your hair is not long enough to have bad head.
Mine does. Mine's like, it's all like all over the place. So, mm-hmm. Gosh, my video on this, even my video on this drives me nuts, you guys. It makes me sweat. Because we love your face. Ball cap or no ball?
I need to get a cute, like, One Extraordinary Marriage.
Ball cap?
Baseball hat.
Yeah. There you go.
If anybody's got any hookups with, like, cute hats.
There we
designs,
go.
I'd love to have. I'd love to there know go. Somebody to get a cute One Extraordinary Marriage. Not anything cheesy. Like, I don't do cheesy. But I'd wear a one hat.
All right.
So.
Whatever that means for Elisa, right?
Well, okay.
Girl rocket.
Don't digress. But we all know that there are the cheesy marriage things out there.
Some people may like them.
And I know cheesy is relative, right? Or subjective. But cheesy, like, I don't know. Like, don't put, I don't know. Don't do it. A hat that's I'm not gonna wear a hat that says my husband rocks.
Yeah, we don't need a design, Tammy. All we need is the logo on the hat.
Yeah, but again,
we don't need to make another design for this for Elisa.
I just need to find somebody that will do it so that I can go around. I guess I'd be wearing.
Elisa said she'd buy one, right? It would just say one extraordinary marriage and done. Like Elisa's, we've looked at those t-shirts and. My husband rocks, or
I'm not wearing that on my head.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
That's just not us. We just wouldn't wear them. We've been offered many a time, believe me.
Maybe I should get a hat that says "We did it." That would be funny.
Are you saying you're gonna wear a cheesehead, Karen?
No, that's cheesy.
I know. Okay. All right. Any more questions? We're here.
Totally digress. It's just like seriously, like I sit here and I'm like, this is just like a coffee talk with good friends. You guys.
I love it. All right. So, core values. I gotta share core values. Hashtag go ahead. How about it says 7 days? I know. So like sometimes I want to go into the 7 days of sex challenge stuff, and then I just wonder how many people outside of the one family would ever even get it.
But does it matter?
I don't know. I don't know.
We don't have to do a huge run. Like we can do
like a Teespring, and then just however many we sell, people buy, and then we're good.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's one of the things.
We did a T-shirt years ago, and
it was horrible. Bleh. Yeah, that was bad on me. I'll raise my hand on that.
Yeah,
I mean, I still have it, but whatever. All right. Would it generate more conversation?
I feel like a T-shirt that says you can do anything for 7 days.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because then it's not just.
And then in small print, 7daysofsex.com.
That could work.
Write that down because I would forget it.
And then it's going to be on the recording.
I know, but then I have to go back to the recording. Okay. All right, core values: hope, action, relationships, faith. Those are the four. We just want to make sure that you guys know those. Hopefully, throughout every show, we're trying for at least two of those, if not three, so you hear them. But that's where we would. I just want to keep you guys up to date on that. All right, put it in the mouth. If they don't get it, they might ask what it means. Yes, and then each of you could share your own stories. Oh, dang, I want one, Shanna. Like it. Tony, do you have any thoughts about core values?
I'm laughing because you, like, tried.
No, I don't.
Travis, thank you for always just bringing the humor to this.
I'm trying to just get in it.
Tammy, I do like the just do it, but I don't feel like going up against Nike right now. So.
No, I mean, is she saying just do it with what you said? Anybody?
Oh, yeah. You keep kidding.
That's all right.
It's all good.
Like, I got them out. I'm done. I'm calling it good. We can get a T-shirt design. How many in here would honestly buy a T-shirt that says you can do anything for 7 days, and then in small down below we'd put like 7daysofsex.com, because I think it would be funny to do that, and it would be on the front. Yes.
I don't know. I haven't, I design. Jeez Louise. We don't, what were those again?
I don't know.
I was trying to
figure it out. I know you were.
No, that was Travis. That wasn't me.
No, I know Travis was trying to help me. He always got my back.
I think.
I was trying to.
Hand up. Nike.
What were those again?
I think it would be a cool design. Right.
Thank you. Nike, hand up, yes.
Who are the design, besides Aaron, just so we know, who are the designers in the group? Do we know? Don't raise your hand. You designed the last T-shirt.
At least I'm blushing. Yeah. That's what you wear on, like, date night.
Let me just, no. Cover my eyes. We love the honesty.
Totally.
See, it's got to be a good design, too.
I know it does. That's always the hard part. All right. Tech guy here, Michelle.
Michelle. I think it's with tech.
Michelle is in banking. Okay.
Banking, not baking.
Banking. I said banking.
I'm getting it.
You're killing me here tonight. I can see. I am secretly creative. No, you're an attorney and a judge, Travis. So that's not creative at all.
Maybe he's got it. Like he suggested, he chatted with you on the second show or on the second. He might have.
I know. I'm just giving him a hard time. Shanna, good for you on Canva. Way to go.
Just let me know they now print t-shirts, dude.
Oh, you guys. No, t-shirt stuff like that, you do like on Teespring or something. Right. Because then you just make the design, and then they throw it up on like whatever you want. People can purchase what they want, and then it's done.
Which
and
means that you get shirts.
I'm not going to like carry inventory of like 100 different t-shirt sizes. Just not going there.
Maybe I can get my One Extraordinary Marriage hat done that way too.
Well, then it's two different designs.
I understand. I just need to find an embroiderer that will do that.
Just do a one-off. We have somebody here in town that we know can do just a one-off of the hat.
Yeah. Okay. I should get a one hat. I think that would be fun.
Try to focus.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be fun.
All right.
One ball hat.
Thumbs up. Great monthly chat. You guys are
love
awesome.
You guys. This is so much fun.
You guys are awesome. Awesome, awesome. Challenge us. This is what I will say to you guys. If you don't see a video from us, like just like what we did when we were out in Indian Wells was amazing, just because we could show you through our villa, which is really sweet because it was a total upgrade and like we didn't expect that at all, which was just awesome though because it was like a sort of a crummy weekend out there in terms of weather. So we had a nice hot tub and just got to chill in it, which was awesome. But challenge us on that. Let us know. Be like, hey, no video. What's going on? What's that? T-shirt should say, I don't know. What is that? Asparagus?
No, it's an eggplant and peaches. 7 days.
That would be funny. That would be interesting. I don't
emojis
know.
Emojis could be funny.
I don't know if people would get emojis. People maybe would wear emojis though.
Emojis could be funny.
Tech, I do this anything for 7 days on the front of that, on the hat of the hat, 7 days on the back. Anything for 7 days. There you go.
I'm right.
Oh my gosh. We'd have like our own little secret club. Like that would be, honestly, I would have that t-shirt and I'd honestly would send it to people who would do seven, would finish 7 days. That would be so cool.
That would be funny.
I don't know if they would get it, but I think it'd be funny. Just take like a screenshot. Take a picture of that from Mel.
Well, it's going to be in the thing.
I know, but right now, it's there right now, so we don't have to look for it.
Hold on.
All right, you guys.
But if you get up, I don't know your camera.
Good? Everybody good? Everybody have a fun time? That's what it's about? Have fun?
It looks like until I take a picture.
Yeah. Come on, and then I get that from.
I was that window.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. I got that. All right. Are we good? Keep up the conversation. We love you guys. Get in there. Have fun. Encourage each other. Let's hear about those kissing. How are you guys doing with kissing? I want to hear an update from you come the end of the week, how it's going for you.
Okay.
All right.
I guess you guys are going to get an update. Am I giving them an update or am I giving you an update?
And them, like, how, okay. Because you said during this week's episode that you were going to take action in that area. Mm-hmm. I think you're doing pretty darn good.
Oh, I got it pretty darn good.
So we'll see how
it's our day.
All right, you guys, have a fantastic rest of your day, evening, wherever it is. Great to see you guys. Thanks for everything. You're welcome, Jonathan, Michelle. Loved having you guys here with us on Zoom. For all of those on Facebook Live, wonderful having you. Jump in. Tell your friends about everything. Hey, tell them to come partners. Tell them to get in here, have fun with us, and rock their marriages. Good night, all of you guys on the East Coast. I know it's getting late. Love you guys. Take care, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.